We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they have an awesome deal for you. More on that in just a moment. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We're talking about the blue-white game, which is where GoPSURV.com comes into all this. We've mentioned it a few times on this broadcast, a few more times during the week. But time is starting to run out if you're interested in coming to the blue-white game. We're looking ahead to that in just a moment. $350 for a group of four of you to come stay in an RV Friday through Sunday. You can arrive, you can stay the whole weekend. The ultimate tailgate experience leading up to Saturday's blue-white game, at 3 p.m. start for that, a perfect amount of tailgate time on Saturday. Also leaves time for afterwards on Saturday as well. You get a free 409 tailgate club meal. You get a free shuttle to and from the game. I will also be there to watch the rerun of the – well, not the rerun. It's the tape-delayed version of Penn State's blue-white game on BTN later that night after the game. If you're interested in going, you gotta jump on it soon. Contact Mark today for more details. 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com to learn a little bit more about this special offer. We did the offense, running down through the different position groups. Who's prime to have some actual opportunities in this game? So on the defensive side, I'm just going to start up front. I don't know if that's the position group that lends itself most to breakout performances or however you want to put it. But the defensive ends, there's so many guys who are either A, proven, or B, not healthy. You got to dig down on the depth chart a little bit to figure out who might be ready to make a name for themselves. And a couple of names I circle right off the bat. Number one, Daniel Joseph.
Yep.
He's one of the more veteran, you know, he's a redshirt junior this year, but he's still got something to prove about where he sits in the pecking order. But also, you know, Nick Tarburton, Jason Owe, a couple guys, a couple redshirt freshmen who have an opportunity in this game. And in particular for me, Jason Owe is one of the more exciting players on the entire roster, just athletically. And you saw it in small doses while he was able to preserve his redshirt last year. But I wonder if, especially if you're seeing him run with the twos or the threes, I wonder if he's going to make some noise. You're never going to see sacks.
Right.
That's going to be a non-contact situation with quarterbacks, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit if we saw him a lot in the backfield.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I do think it's interesting that you put Daniel Joseph number one, because he would definitely have been my number one as well. He's the guy that Antonio Shelton, who's fighting for the starting spot, or maybe is penciled into the starting spot opposite Robert Windsor at tackle, he raved about Daniel Joseph not too long ago. And I think he's clearly a guy that is taking a step forward for the Nittany Lions this offseason. It's his year, though. It's one of his, you know, we were talking earlier in this show about guys that are maybe been on the roster for a little bit or a part of a recruiting class that's been on campus for a few years now. Joseph is a guy that's been here for a few years. It's time for him to take a step forward.
How about Adisa Isaac, too? He's another guy that won't be ready, as a freshman, the same type of electrifying athlete that Jason Owe was as a freshman. But he is up there, man. He looks a lot on film to me like Yetur Gross-Matos did at the same stage. Just has that – you know, he's on the bigger side, but moves well, kind of sneaky fast. Like Yetur Gross-Matos, you ask anybody about how he tests and what he does, you know, in terms of 40-yard dash and that kind of thing, and they will rave about it. But I don't know that he jumps off the page to you when you're watching him play as that electrifying athlete. But he is.
Right.
Adisa Isaac, kind of that same sneaky good athlete. I wonder what we'll see from him. How much we'll see of him this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I want to see if Owe has added some weight, because we saw him last year shine a couple of times when he was out there, but you could tell he was still skinny, still a little bit raw, still feeling out exactly how best to play the defensive end position. Adisa Isaac, I think, is in the same boat. We saw a little flash from him during a spring practice not too long ago, but again, he's another guy that has a little bit of work to do before getting to that point where he's sort of the star of the show, if you will. So I will be interested to watch both of those guys, and they're very, very good. When you're talking about getting one offensive lineman ready for starter reps and Will Fries, and you're talking about breaking another offensive tackle in and Rasheed Walker to be a starter, I think the best thing you can possibly have is the situation where you're a mixture of skinnier ends and bigger ends, speed ends, and guys that can bull rush you and run you over. You need a little bit of everything to simulate what these guys are actually going to face come game day, and Penn State has that now.
Yeah, which is, I think, what makes Daniel Joseph interesting, because he's going to be playing a little bit more stout. He's going to be playing with a little bit more strength. I think Nick Tarburton, probably the same thing at 6'3", 260. It'll be interesting to see how these guys mix and match. Same deal at defensive tackle, where you've got your Judge Culpepper. You've got Aeneas Hawkins as your redshirt freshman coming, who you hope can prove that they deserve a shot to crack that three-man rotation. You also have Damian Barber, who people are starting to rave about him too. You saw him a little bit in this setting last year, making that jump from end to tackle. I think he's an interesting player. He plays, he's such a long player. In terms of his dimensions, he's listed at 6'3", 287. Judge Culpepper listed at 6'4", 286. But their body types just feel completely different. Culpepper, I know he's also kind of a converted defensive end, tight end type from high school. Damian Barber he just looks so long. He plays with such length,
right?
And that quickness. He's starting to kind of figure out where he fits in there. And certainly Penn State has moved guys from end to tackle before, but Barber is near the top of that list in terms of just raw athleticism and being able to mold that and use that quickness and speed to his advantage. I'm curious to see how far he's come since last year.
Yeah, agreed on that. Obviously, he's a guy that I think has been trying to carry some more weight and has been hoping to – he's been really hoping, I think, to take the next step and learn how to play defensive tackle, because obviously he came to Penn State as a defensive end. He played a little bit of everything in high school, so it was an adjustment for him to play with that added weight. It sounds like he's finally hit the point where he feels pretty good about playing at the weight that he's at, and that'll need him and Judge Culpepper to take pretty big steps forward this year. That goes back to defensive tackle depth that Penn State's been looking for and necessarily has had sometimes and not really had other times. But if Fred Hansen-Ellis and Jordan can't stay healthy or get healthy for the fall, those guys need to be ready to go even more so than they already do.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking about the blue-white game. Looking ahead, we're calling it a primer for this weekend, or a look ahead, depending on who you're talking to. It's focusing on the defense now, what themes, what players you should be watching for this weekend. If you are still in the market for some plans for blue-white, time is starting to run out, but you haven't run out of time yet to check out GoPSURV.com. They've got a special for Keystone Sports Network listeners. $350 for a group of four arriving as early as Friday. You can stay through Sunday. You get a free 409 Tailgate Club meal. You get a free shuttle to and from the blue-white game. You can tailgate all weekend long. To learn a little bit more, contact Mark today, 1-800-519-8467. Moving on down through the roster here, Greg. Cornerback and linebacker, I'm just going to lump them together real quick from this standpoint. You have on the cornerback side, Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson, who are making good names for themselves early since enrolling in January. Especially Keaton Ellis has been one of the big stories of camp so far, just because he looks like he belongs. At 5'11", 180, he's a very, very good athlete, a guy who's able to make plays on the ball. Same can be said about Marquise Wilson. You'll see them get some run on Saturday. At the linebacker position, two more electrifying athletes with Lance Dixon, who pound for pound, probably in the same category of athlete as Jason Owe, the defensive end. Two of the more electrifying athletes on the team. You saw Lance Dixon move up in the 24/7 sports rankings to one of the top 15 players in the country, and a five-star rating from 24/7 sports, an aggressive rating from those guys. But you see it. When you look at him, you see it. And by their estimation, Penn State got the number one and number two linebackers in the country with him and with Brandon Smith. So you look at Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith and Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson, and there's a lot of young talent to be watching for in that part of the field.
Yeah, and I'd follow these guys closely, because guess what? They're going to see a ton of snaps. You don't need Cam Brown, Mike Parsons, and Jan Johnson out there for a large part of this game. You don't need to waste Ellis Brooks, You don't need to risk Ellis Brooks not waiting Ellis Brooks. Risk Ellis Brooks' health out there. I mean, I think you'll see him get more snaps than the first three guys just mentioned, but not many. And I'll be watching Jesse Luketa closely, too. This was a big stepping stone year for him. He did a lot of work on special teams last year, even if it flew under the radar a little bit, Dustin. So he's a guy, I think, too, that you know, you'll want to pay close attention to and see how he performs. So then you have young guys. I mean, Marquise Wilson was real skinny at the opening event, pretty much exactly 365 days ago, darn close to it. He was a skinny corner that was about to commit to Penn State. Now he's a pretty bulked up January enrollee for the Nittany Lions. It's going to make some waves this year.
Yeah, and in both situations, you know, these guys are worth mentioning because they're very, very good talents as it is. But also, there's so many good players on the linebacker and cornerback depth chart. Whether you want to preserve or not, you have to play talented guys. And so you're going to see a lot of that in both positions. How about the safeties just quickly? What are we going to attempt to learn from them on Saturday? You know, there's a good chance you see Lamont Wade for a somewhat extended period of time, Jonathan Sutherland, and then John Patrician as well. And Tyler Rudolph, also the freshman there. Those are guys who are all vying for spots on the depth chart. We still don't know what spots are going to go to who.
Yeah, no, but it's a good point. And of course, for that safety group, you know, John Patrician's been a guy that hasn't really been healthy. I still can't see him getting a lot, if any, safety reps this year. But I do believe that at the end of the day, he's a guy that'll provide solid depth. But this is Lamont Wade or Jonathan Sutherland's job to lose. At this point, I'd give Lamont Wade the probably leader in the clubhouse position. But let's not forget Jaquan Brisker's coming. And I know that it's easy to dismiss his chances just based on Lamont Wade's experience and all that. But it's gonna be a good battle. I don't know if Jaquan Brisker will win that job outright before the season begins, but I wouldn't give up on him if he doesn't.
And I think what's interesting about that safety depth chart is you're going to have your starters, but I think the number twos are going to be so good, especially in the case of Jonathan Sutherland, and we'll see what Jaquan Brisker brings to the table. But you're going to have your starters not dominating snaps either. So if Lamont Wade is indeed your starter, you're going to see creative ways to get Jonathan Sutherland on the field. You're going to see ways for, you know, to keep Garrett Taylor healthy, for example. So I don't think it's so cut and dry that if you're not the starter, you're not playing. Both Jonathan Sutherland and Lamont Wade have demonstrated, whether they're starters or reserves, they deserve to play a good number of snaps in those positions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so safety, I mean, there's a lot of different position battles, and safety is one of the more interesting ones. But when you talk about a guy that may not flash, may not make all Big Ten, but will be very reliable, Garrett Taylor's it. Penn State should like at least half of its safety rotation. Your safety spot going into the season.
You got a lot of stuff to watch for Blue White. We covered the offense. We covered the defense. As always, you can check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. If you're in the market for some plans for Blue White, check out GoPSURV.com. We'll see you up there, and we'll see you on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.